stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Roberta Fasinelli. Why didn't we start the hour with the Trace Adkins song? Why are we playing
this? Rich.
Yeah, what's the matter with you?
Because everybody would be going, wait a minute, what happened? Where's the Good Day show?
And doesn't.
No, they'd be like, oh my God, it's Trace Adkins!
Wait a minute, can we have Trace record a special Good Day program intro for us?
You know, that's
no pressure or anything.
Jeff, for being the big Trace Adkins fan the crew, does Trace have any songs? Trace, do you have any songs that mention Good Day in them?
I don't know if he does.
I don't think so.
Can you write one for us?
Can you write one?
I'm sure. Everything is possible for a price.
Jump on that.
Trace Adkins.
My old man used to speak. I remember one time a guy asked him, is that dog for sale? And my old man said, everything I own's for sale.
For sale. Trace Adkins, one of country music's most versatile and accomplished entertainers. He's the host of the American Country Awards, third time this year, in fact. Author of A Personal Stand, Observations and Opinions from a Free-Thinking Roughneck. Why was roughneck and redneck? What's the difference between them?
Well, there are a lot of roughnecks that are rednecks, and vice versa. But roughneck is slightly worse on the floor on a drilling rig, and they're the rock stars.
All right, we got to do something about the whatever.
Yeah, Trace, I think Donald Trump has hacked your phone and he's trying to infiltrate this interview.
We have not got a good connection, so we're going to work on that in a moment. We're having a conversation with Trace Adkins, who, by the way, if you go to DougSteffen.com, I think we have a free download and a poster, download of his new song, right, Jennifer?
Yeah, all you have to do is click under Guests. You'll see Trace Adkins' face. You click on that, it'll take you right through the free download, or you can get it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show.
All right. So we'll figure out how to connect better with Trace in a moment here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i. It's a whole new species of gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Trying to keep them all warm with a patchwork quilt. That Great Depression ended about 1945. But Grandma lived to be 92.
So we have Trace Adkins with us from the world of country music, member of the Grand Ole Opry, raised on country and gospel music. So, Trace, I first started doing radio in the 1960s doing a show in Ohio called the Double T Roundup. And the country, listen to that chuckle. The country that was around then versus the country that's around now, completely different. And I guess I don't know in terms of your own roots. A lot of times people who achieve success like you have will point back to somebody who led the way for them. Anybody from that era that I was talking about that made a substantial impact on you as you were coming along?
Sure. I mean, I grew up. My daddy was and still is a huge country music fan, and that's all that you were allowed to listen to, you know, if you were in the house. So, yeah, I grew up listening to Merle Haggard and George Jones. Holmes and Buck Owens and all those cats. And so I got my traditional country music influence early on. And then along came those guys like Waylon and Hank Jr. and Don Williams and Ed Bruce. And, you know, and I started morphing into something a little different.
Trace, does it crank you up when you see guys get into the country genre just because it's popular and they couldn't make it in pop or rock or something like that, so they figure they do the crossover?
No. Usually are artists that go to pop or rock or whatever because they couldn't make it in country.
Mm. Yeah, it's very competitive.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
No, you way around. You got that was
no,
around.
No, Joe, you just took a cut at me. So, okay. So I'm going to give you one back.
No, I think you
bring it on, man. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry.
I don't know, but he didn't think too well.
I mean, country is more popular than pop. There's no doubt about it.
At the moment, Jennifer.
No. Mm-hmm. Country, there's nothing wrong there. Country is more popular than pop. Everybody tries to get into country, and they may not make it. But a lot of people try to.
Rich is a rock snob, and so I've been educating him on the beauty of country music with you, with Zach Brown, Toby Keith, you know, all the good ones. And, you know, we're turning him slowly but surely. We're turning him.
Let's see which one of us has more Les Paul and Chet Atkins CDs in their collection.
That's probably true.
All right. So,
you know, I don't listen to a whole lot of music anymore either. I'm one of those snobs that I still think that the greatest music ever produced was produced when I was growing up. I think everybody believes that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that there hasn't been any real good rock music done since 1985.
Yep. I think you're right. Yep. Yeah.
And at least what the good music that is out there in rock doesn't get played on the air because it's all.
There haven't been any good concertos performed since Bach and Beethoven. Go back that far.
Well,
maybe not.
Are you how old? Never mind.
I know. Stop talking about your childhood, Doug.
I know.
All right. So
I can't even relate to that.
From now until October 8th.
Who are these people you speak of?
Can you imagine a country song based on a Beethoven symphony or something? That would be actually kind of cool.
Get that that'd be kind of cool.
Idea for you, Trace.
So I'm curious about the message behind the new song Tough People Do. I like that. What is it, tough times don't last, tough people do.
Mm-hmm.
Where's this come from?
I try to remind people that this is who we are. This is in our DNA. We have survived much tougher times than what we're facing right now.
Yeah.
A civil war, a Great Depression, two world wars. I mean, we really, and it not even, I don't even think my parents' generation have sacrificed the way the people that this song refers back to sacrificed, like during the Great Depression or in the Civil War or even World War II when there was rationing and all that going on. And, it, you know, people really had to make sacrifices, real sacrifices.
Well, people they have little reference because they've been sheltered or just kept from getting the information. School systems and educational process is so weak today, it's really hard to learn the facts about what happened to our forefathers.
And even if you, I mean, and it's still really hard to impress upon someone to try to relate to them in a way that makes it very almost palpable to them. You know, it's hard. It's hard to do that, and I understand that, you know. And you can tell a kid all day long, you know, how tough it was for another generation of Americans, but, you know, they'll just tap something else into their iPhone and look at you and nod, you know.
Trace,
you're doing something cool. I'm sorry, Doug, but Trace is doing something kind of cool that I want you guys to know about. You're bringing up, like, local heroes as you're traveling around the country, aren't you now on tour?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we're working with GAC, Great American Country Network, and we have a show called Great American Heroes, and over this past year, as I was touring, we would come into a town, and we had an advance team that would go in and find these people, and then I would come into town, do the show, and I would hang out for a day with these folks and see what they were doing, and we found these people, that, you know, and they're still out there in this country. There are still people out there that are doing selfless things every day. You know, they wake up in the morning, and the first, I swear, these people's first thought is, how am I going to go help somebody else today? And that's, these are the people that we found 30 of these over the past summer and put them on television, because these, they're not doing what they're doing for a pat on the back or notoriety, but I think somebody should give them a pat on the back. And yep. So that's what we did. Thanks.
We're all here to, I think we're all here to help, and that's an important thing. A lot of people don't necessarily get that all the time, but we are. That's my philosophy of life anyway. We're all here to help. So here's what we're doing at Good Day. You can get a free download of Tough People Do and a PDF poster. Click on DougStephan.com. Go to the guest page or the guest list. And that's, I think, right beneath the headlines from today's show.
Yeah.
Click on that. Trace Adkins, the link comes up there. And you'll be able to get a copy of Tough People Do and a poster. Very, very cool. This is, again, sort of an interesting way to get to the reality of music promotion today, Trace, isn't it? Because didn't you were talking earlier about the writing of music and when the good stuff was being produced. It's tougher today because the system has changed so much. Isn't that it, really? Somebody like you that's on television, been in movies, people know who you are, but somebody good coming along has got a tough row to hoe.
Right? You know, I got a record contract in 1996, and I can honestly say that over these last 17 or 18 years, this industry has just, I wouldn't even, it's, except for the way it sounds, I wouldn't even hardly recognize it if I was coming along today. It's completely
changed. In some ways, do you think it's easier for people to get noticed because of the internet and being able to upload to iTunes or wherever it is?
You know, that's a tough question to answer because, the theater has become much more crowded.
It certainly has.
You know, everybody that has a computer can put a CD out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at YouTube.
So
Justin Bieber.
A producer of a television show or a producer of a record, whatever it is.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what you do. I've just done it myself, so I know it can be done. If I can do it, you can do it. But, careful,
put it next to your Bach concierto.
Right. All right, so headlines from today's show in the middle of the homepage at DougStephan.com in the Good Day box. You'll see the guests there. Trace Adkins' picture is there. You click on that, and you find how you can download the new song and also get the poster that's there.
All right, and before, Trace, before you leave, I'm doing my Christmas shopping today, and today I'm going to get Jennifer's gift.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free.
And it's can you go ahead and repeat after me, please? Hi, this is Trace. Jennifer is not here right now, but please leave a message.
Shut up.
And she'll get back to you right after the beep.
All right.
Go ahead.
Hey, this is Trace. Jennifer is busy. She'll get back with you after the beep.
Oh, my God. Can I just tell you my undying love is yours now and forever?
Perfect.
It's so going on my voicemail right now.
Trace Adkins. Tough People Do, the name of the new song. Great to have you back, Trace. Thanks very much for being here on Good Day and continued success. Yes, sir. Our pleasure as well. 21 after on Good Day.
This just in from the old red, white, and blue.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Roberta.
Can anybody even breathe right now?
Oh, stop.
Come on. She's all... My asthma inhaler.
You're so funny. Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
Can you play it again, Rich?
Yeah, I just stayed quiet to let you have all the time.
Busy. She'll get back with you after the beat.
I am calling myself all day.
Calm down, everybody's. Or maybe,
I love that
maybe,
voice.
Maybe all night long, too.
Jennifer is busy with me.
All right, so what's under the suit?
Six or five.
Calm down, Jennifer. Okay, you know how Google has Google Street Views where you can, like, literally just put in any address and it'll zoom in on it and it'll show you the street and
I
show
can
you
see
the
your house, right, yeah.
I can see your house from my Google. Well, they're they're launching a brand new one, and they actually launched it yesterday. And what they're doing is they're bringing Google Maps now under the sea. And it is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. You know, I'm an avid scuba diver. I mean, it's the one thing in the world I love to do more than anything else is scuba dive. And they've started with the Great Barrier Reef, and the pictures are amazing.
It's funny because I was just hearing a story the other day about how we have whatever percentage of the surface of the Earth mapped, but we only have like half of 1% of the ocean mapped. We know of X amount of species that live above ground and maybe 40 or 50% of the species that live in the water.
We have no idea what's down in those trenches and in the vents.
We have mapped stars better than we have mapped the ocean.
Yep. Well, now they're doing the Great Barrier Reef. They've got some reefs in the Philippines, some reefs in Hawaii. And one of the reasons why they're doing it is because the coral reefs all around the world are dying. And they're dying at a very, very alarming rate. And if things go on, keep going on the way they do, we could easily wipe out coral reefs. And if you wipe out coral reefs, you basically wipe out a great deal of life in the sea. And if you wipe out a great deal of life in the sea, ain't going to be too good for us here. So they're really working hard to get it. They're working with the Caitlin Seaview Survey.
Who's they?
Google Maps. Okay. Working with the survey. And they're going anywhere from 30 feet to about 300 feet, because 90% of the Great Barrier Reef is under 30 feet of under 30 meters of water, mm-hmm. which would be about 90 feet. So most of the reef, 90% of the reef is like 100 feet down and more. So they're really trying to get this this whole thing launched. But you have to see these pictures, Doug. They are amazing.
Yeah.
It's and they're 360 views. You can get the, they do
oh,
whole,
that's cool.
the way they do on the street. You know how you can do the 360 view of the
yeah.
street?
Yeah.
They do the 360 view underwater. And if you've never, if you're not a scuba diver, which most people are not, or you've never really experienced being underwater like that, it's so realistic. It's amazing. It truly is amazing. I was just blown away by it.
Yeah, so now you don't need to go scuba diving.
Oh, no, no. My next trip, I already booked my next trip. It's in February. I'm going down to Roatan, Honduras.
You know, every once in a while, I get sent a group of pictures by some of my friends. You know, doing this, I have lots of people that I'm exposed to all around the country and all around the world. And every once in a while, there's this catalog. And that's I've sent them, sometimes we actually have posted them at DougStephan.com. But the most amazing pictures, often of animal life or aquatic life. But the pictures are so pristine, so clear, so...
I know, right?
It really is amazing how such a wonderful job can be done, and it can be duplicated the way that it is.
The new iPhone has this panoramic feature on the camera,
mm-hmm.
and so let's say you're trying to take a picture of a mountain range. You kind of stand to the left, hit the shutter button, and then slowly pan to the right,
yeah.
and then hit the shutter button again, and it creates this whole big stitched-together picture. It's amazing what you can do with cameras today.
Cool, cool stuff. We continue with more cool stuff on Good Day. This is a Beyond Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale at our end of summer clearance. Laminates are up to 50% less. Solid exotic hardwood up to 46% less. Bamboo flooring up to 30% less. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale. That's over 340 floors at incredibly low summer clearance prices. But you must pick it up before the month ends. Hurry! End of summer clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
DougStephan.com. Find out all kinds of things today, including the deals from the Queen of Cheap. That is Roberta Fascinati, who wears a number of hats here. I'm not sure what her story is, but see, I'm not supposed to know what the stories are. This is Beyond Good Day with Roberta and Jennifer. Rich, stories that are important, oftentimes we have important people here. Not that we aren't all important ourselves. I guess it depends on your definition. For Jennifer, Trace Adkins is an important guy.
All I can hear from the rest of you right now is wonk, 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 wonk.
Wonk, 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 wonk. Dun, 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 dun. So, Roberta, you have something up your sleeve that would resemble a story, I'm guessing.
I already gave you my story.
Yeah, oh, that's right, too. That was the one we just did.
The one about
apparently
the,
you were excited.
Google Maps doing underwater, mapping the reefs.
I was still in it.
I can go.
I was still in it.
I'm ready.
Jennifer's ready. All right, she's ready. She'll probably take the rest of the half hour. I reach you with hers. All right, go ahead, baby.
I'm trying to be
baby
a professional.
Cakes. Yeah, yeah,
I'm trying to be a professional. When all I want to do is squeal like a schoolgirl. For those of you that missed it, Trace Adkins just recorded a voicemail message for me, and I think I made him laugh like 3 times. Okay.
And I made him mad.
Yeah. You did, but I defended
you are
him.
So funny.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, like you wouldn't be like that if Bruce recorded your voicemail. You'd be giddy like this.
Oh, I would be giddy. Absolutely. I would be.
So there you go. Trace is like my fave. Okay, so have you guys... this story is not a funny story, but yet it's so terrible that you just kind of have to laugh. So these two soldiers, I don't know if you heard about this, two soldiers sitting back, drinking, watching football.
Drinking.
Smoking, drinking, and watching football. And one of them got the hiccups, okay? And I guess it was a little annoying. And he couldn't get rid of them. And these two guys were trying to figure out all sorts of ways to get rid of this guy's hiccups. So one of the most common cures to get rid of hiccups is to scare somebody, right? So his soldier buddy decided to try to scare the other soldier out of the hiccups and shot him in the face.
Right.
When he did this. Guy with the hiccups is dead.
He doesn't have the hiccups.
He doesn't have the hiccups anymore.
Perfect.
One way of hearing it.
Yeah, but so the guy had hiccups. The suspect pulls out a gun, scares him in order to stop the hiccups, and the gun accidentally discharged, leaving the other man dead. So now this guy's been put in jail, and
yeah, like for manslaughter or something, right?
Well, because he handled it in an unsafe manner, so it was whatever that law is, and then So
how do people
Fort Hood,
know?
By the way, is where this was.
Here's what I always ask when it comes to things like this. Whether they say ignorance of the law is no excuse, but how do you know this is in a civilized society? I suppose there are some things that you look at and say, okay, that's understandable. But sometimes there are things that people are either arrested for or they have problems with that you would never. Here's the guy from the health department who shows up, and according to our code 9342, paragraph A, subsection B, you have violated the rules of the county by allowing rocks to be on your driveway. Well, you know what I'm saying. There are all these rules, regulations, pages upon pages, books upon books of regulations that are passed on the local level, state level, federal level. How in the name of heaven are you supposed to know or be up to date on any or all of these regulations? The expectation is that you're supposed to know them all, and you don't know any of them.
Okay, but here's a rule that's always good. Never point a gun at somebody's face unless you're intending to use it. That's a rule that's always smart.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about, in general, the way that people somehow get into these problems. I mean, this is stupid. But he did
it on purpose.
He didn't get it, you know, so
you kill the guy because he wanted to. But you yell boo at somebody, you don't point a gun in their face, especially if it's loaded.
Yeah, right?
But again, does he go to jail for being stupid? Is that what happens? Because that's what he's stupid.
Most people that are in jail are in jail for doing something stupid, be it intentional or not.
All right,
not.
So then the whole discussion ought to be whether or not there should be a separate place for stupid people versus the real crooks.
Right. What about drunk driving and you kill somebody? Stupid.
Yeah. Are you supposed to be in the same jail with hardened criminals who have murdered, raped, done whatever?
Which jail cell are you in? I'm in stupid jail.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, isn't that something to consider in a civilized society? Do we have the same? It's like the old debtor prisons.
Okay, so we have the hardcore prisons.
Yeah.
For the murderers, the rapists, stuff like that. Child molesters.
It's called
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Walpole State in Massachusetts.
Right. And then we have the debtor's prison, which is the people who do all the blue-collar
and
white-collar crimes.
But wait a minute. Why do you put those people in jail? How do they pay off the debt if they're in jail?
Yeah, I put them to work, so
they
can
pay off
the debt.
But sure. Bernie Madoff shouldn't
we
be in jail.
We take Bernie Madoff and let him manage a McDonald's to help him pay back. You don't think he'd figure out a way to rip off that McDonald's for a couple of million bucks? Come on now.
Come on, million hamburgers.
Or at least some chicken nuggets.
Smuggling fries. I'm embezzling chicken McNuggets.
Hey, kid, I'll tell you what. You give me your paycheck every week, and I'll make you a millionaire in 6 weeks. What do you think?
Huh. Yeah. You don't put them in a McDonald's, but you put them for minimum wage out cleaning the street or something. And you take all his money away from him, not just some of his money away from him. It's foolish. We have a very vindictive, uninformed, and backward system of justice in this country, and it's all about money, too. It's all about money. Who buys the best lawyers, who has access to the best defense, movies, television shows galore, all written books, in fact, about this same story. It is a travesty. Outrageous. All right, anyway, I'm just sort of I get waxing philosophical when it comes to this sort of thing because there doesn't seem to be any rhyme, reason, or common sense to the system. But I know somebody who has lots of common sense. His name is Rich McFadden.
Tons.
He's here on Good Day, and he has
loaded
a story about his son's black eye.
Oh, no, that's I have a better story than that. But I'll tell you how I got the black eye.
You got it? I thought it was your son's black eye.
No, I have a black eye.
You have a black eye?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was your son.
I sent Jennifer a picture yesterday.
You didn't send it. Why don't we put it up on the website?
I don't know about that.
It's a good shiner. It pointed out a difference for me that women walking around with black eyes, such a different case. They're like, what happened to you? And when men walk around, it's like, dude, what'd you do? What'd the other guy look like?
That's like women. The idea of men and women and all of the silly conquests and things. Let's talk about the Purple Heart Service Foundation for a second. Did I just become a New Englander? Purple Heart Service Foundation provides a lot of services, a lot of programs for a lot of veterans. These people have served and protected our country. They deserve good programs. They deserve to be helped when it comes to anything they could run into for trouble. And you want to get an education, job training, that sort of thing? They'll help you as well if you're a veteran. Here's the pitch, though. To help as many veterans as they are, the Purple Heart Service Foundation needs donations. So, got a car, got a boat. What else could you have, Richie, conceivably? That would be, you may have...
Motorcycles, campers.
That kind of stuff. I got a couple of campers. I'd love to get rid of them.
Sure. I mean, if they have value, if it's just junk, take it to the junkyard. But if it's got value,
they're
you
want to
do something good with it.
It's got a $3,000 air conditioning unit on the top of it.
There you go.
All right, so the donations are 100% tax deductible. That's first. Second, you're helping somebody. Actually, it should be you're helping somebody first, and then you're getting the deduction. Here's how you donate money or vehicles, whatever. Dial 877-743-1631. 877-743-1631. Use cash, credit card. These are gifts from various sources, the books. I saw somebody had a great book collection. They gave it to a charity like this. What a great idea. One of those Marvel comic collections. Mm. Imagine how much that would help out a group like this. Check it out, 877-743-1631.
Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Amberen. Amberen is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-581-9496. That's 1-800-581-9496.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today. Mmm. Yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
I was trying to get Dad to listen to me.
He only wanted to hear you go on and on about football.
Well, that's because I'm his favorite.
What? You are not Dad's favorite, Axel.
Okay.
Nobody is anybody's favorite. Parents don't have favorite kids.
Sure they do. Everybody's got a favorite everything. What's your favorite fruit?
Banana.
Favorite group?
One Direction.
Favorite movie?
Fiddler on the Roof. You haven't seen it yet. Yeah, but I have a really good feeling about it.
See? You think parents don't have a favorite kid? Everybody has a favorite everything, and in this family, the favorite kid is me.
So that's from the middle, where last night they talked about who the favorite kid is, and the dad actually came out and said, admitted that the oldest son was the favorite kid. So this is a conversation that is going all over the place this week, as a Canadian father who is a radio host and a blogger admitted that he likes one of his kids better than the other.
You know you all do.
Because they have more in common. And that's the question, Jennifer. He says, I love them both the same, but I just have more in common and I do more stuff with this one, so I like him better.
See, that's why I'm an only child, because I can get a monopoly. I have a monopoly on everybody.
So, Doug, I mean, we'll start with
that's
you.
That's really outrageous.
Do you have a favorite
kid? I know your
kid?
Answer.
No, I would tell you that over the years, it's sort of been back and forth, and I don't mean that in any long period of time, but I can remember a few times when Brendan was small, he was so cuddly and so adorable, and Megan was a nix-nooks, that I'm sure I didn't feel it that, you know, I love more one more than the other, but he was more a focus of my attention, I would tell
you that. A daddy's boy, and she pushed back.
Right, and then
I think Megan still is. I think Megan's your little girl.
Well, Megan is my little girl. There's no question.
But I think
that
Brendan, you and Brendan, you see Brendan as your pal. He's your buddy.
Well, Brendan is. Brendan and I have a very interesting relationship, and it is based on him being him. One of the things that I love about my children is that they are both. Understanding of their father, and they also know sort of because of the relationship with each other, in a sense. They're well grounded in who their mother was and who their father was. They have no delusions about perfection. They have no delusions about us not making mistakes. And therefore, it may have made them better at understanding the things they needed to do or watch as people growing up. I there is nobody whose company I enjoy better than my two children, in terms of how I see my life and see the world, because they know me so well. Having said that, sometimes I don't want them to know me too well, but they do. And there have been some incidents lately where they have really gotten to the quick of things that I did that were not too smart.
Because they can call you on your boo-boo, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I take it from them because they mean it with love. And so, you know, that's kind of what there's nothing about life for the two of them that I don't treat them now.
But that's not answering the question.
What's the question? I answered it earlier on.
Yeah, Brendan's your favorite.
No, not at all. Brendan had at times been my favorite, and Megan at times had been my favorite.
So Megan's your favorite, then.
Oh,
yeah, all right, Roberta. Roberta, I think I know your
answer. Do I have to answer this question?
Yeah, Elaine,
we already know you like Victoria better.
Yeah, Victoria's your favorite. Elaine is a pain in the butt. You love them both the same. No
I love them both equally, but certainly, you know, I think you tend to favor the kid that's easiest and the kid that's more like you. I think that's a natural and normal thing. I mean, if you've got a kid who's always complaining and crying and calling up and screaming, how are you going to feel? But if you have a kid who is very much like you in temperament and personality, then that's the one you tend to gravitate to. It doesn't mean that you don't love them equally, but I think the question is whose company do you prefer? If you had to pick one to go out to dinner with, who would you pick?
See, and back to what Doug was saying, for me, my kids offer me two different, I don't know, places to be, I guess. With Sean, we go skateboarding, mountain biking, and play baseball, and I love that.
He's your buddy.
It's totally fun. Great time. I enjoy it. With Juliana, I will take her out to dinner, and she will just crack me up.
Yep.
She is hysterical. And so it's these two totally different things, and I love them. Now, I absolutely love playing and doing the things with Sean that we do. And that's a different thing. I mean, I'm enjoying myself. But I enjoy my time with Juliana, even though it's not something that I would pick to do, go shopping at the
Build-A-Bear. So bottom line, who's your favorite, Rich?
No, I enjoy them both.
Come on.
You are. You're my favorite child.
Oh, boy.
No.
Where's Trace?
Coward.
We need him.
Coward.
59 past the hour on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The presidential campaign trail leads to the all-important battleground state of Ohio. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Even if you're just a casual pro football fan, chances are the first thing on your mind as you woke up today was the NFL referee lockout situation. Did they come to a deal? Are the regular refs coming back? If so, when? This Sunday? Tonight? Hey, take it easy. We'll get to that. But we have the presidential campaign to focus on first. And yesterday, both President Obama and Republican nominee Mitt Romney made several stops in Ohio, a key state electorally and otherwise. Speaking at a rally in Toledo, Mitt Romney said there's a big difference between he and the president when it comes to small business owners.
He's already said he's going to raise taxes on some 1 million small businesses. He wants to raise the tax rate on them. That'll kill jobs. I'm going to lower the tax rates. He wants to raise them. I'll create jobs. He'll kill them.
As for President Obama, one of his campaign appearances in Ohio came at a rally at Kent State University where the president ridiculed Mitt Romney's tough talk about China's trade policies.
When you see those ads he's running promising to get tough on China, you know, it's sort of like the fox standing up and saying, you know, we need to keep the chicken coops more secure.
And it was at that Kent State rally that the president had one of those moments, a slip of the tongue, one which he quickly corrected.
First thing is I want to see us export more jobs, export more products.
Well,
excuse me. I was,
listen to this comeback.
I was channeling my opponent there for a second.
As we said earlier, Ohio is a key battleground state. In fact, no Republican has ever won the White House without winning Ohio. All the latest polls show President Obama with a lead in Ohio ranging from 5 to 10 percentage points. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
The chilly weather's just around the corner, folks, and a lot of people will be adjusting their thermostat down to save money. Quicken Loans has an adjustable rate mortgage that saves money, too. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans, and I'd like to tell you about our amazing 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The initial rate on this great program is just 2.625%, APR 2.94%. Do you want to reduce the cost of your mortgage? Do you plan on moving or refinancing in the next 5 to 7 years? Do you want the lowest rate available? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, our Quicken Loans 7-1 arm could save you stacks of cash. Again, the super low initial rate is 2.625%, APR 2.94%, and it's locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Why pay a boatload more interest on a 30-year fix to borrow the same amount of money for the next 7 years? With a 7-1 arm, you don't have to. Call 800-QUICKEN right now. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, the markets lost ground yesterday. The Dow off 44 points, closing at 13,414. S&P down 8. NASDAQ lost 24. Crude oil prices dropped $1.39, finishing at just under $90 a barrel for the first time since early August. Don't look now, but Halloween is just over a month away. Is there anything to fear? Not if you're a retailer. The National Retail Federation says a record 170 million people plan to celebrate the holiday in some way, and they expect the average holiday goer to spend almost $80 on decorations, costumes, and candy, with total Halloween spending to reach $8 billion. If Halloween is just around the corner, the holidays can't be far behind.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And the legendary singer who gave us that song and so many more, Andy Williams, has died at the age of 84. He reportedly passed away 2 nights ago in Branson, Missouri, following a battle with cancer. The smooth singer hosted his own show, The Andy Williams Show, on TV from 1962 to 1971. His signature song, Moon River. Closing notes, first, Powerball. Last night's $202 million jackpot for the Powerball drawing. One ticket matched all the numbers. It was sold somewhere in Iowa. Powerball played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And finally, what you've been waiting for, our national nightmare is over. The NFL and the Referees Union have come to terms on a new deal, an 8-year collective bargaining agreement, and yes, regular officials will be on the field, not only for this Sunday's games, but for tonight's prime time game between the Baltimore Ravens and Cleveland Browns. Oh, and you gotta love this. Before the announcement of a deal, a doctor in Wisconsin, who is a big Packers fan, came up with an offer to perform free LASIK eye surgery on the replacement refs who blew that call in this past Monday night's game.
Yeah, the referees, obviously, they had some vision issues, so we decided that we could help them with that.
You know, it may have been this offer from Dr. Christopher Smith that led the NFL to say, we need to get this deal done. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as your as well as the circulatory system. And also, the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. 2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.